joining us now on the OK Tires Hotline, all the way from Little Rock, Arkansas, down here on Radio Row with us this morning, Trey Schaap. Trey, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are y'all?
Doing well, man. First time. How many times have you been to Media Days? I'm a virgin here. This is my first time.
Too many to count.
Too many to count? Hell, you look like you're 27. You look like my age.
I'm not 27. I can tell you right now, I'm nowhere close to 27.
Trey Schaap.
I'm on the other side. I'm closer to 40 than 27.
Trey Schaap, host of Overtime on 103.7 The Buzz out of Little Rock. Trey,
yeah, you've got a former quarterback with you. I've got a former quarterback with me on Overtime, Matt Jones.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The guy, great white hope.
A guy that never wanted to do an interview in his life when he was playing, but now he talks for a living.
I know.
Is he down here?
No.
I'd love to meet him because he could walk Radio Row if he was running in about four strides.
Yeah, he could run it quickly.
The people forget how fast he was.
Fast. The strides, he was like just a deer striding down the field.
Well, we had Matt Wyatt on yesterday, former Mississippi State quarterback, and he was talking about, man, I remember just, I'll go back and I'll watch video of you, and I'm like, he's not moving, but he's outrunning everybody.
Everybody.
What in the world's going on?
So. But I know the feeling. I mean, I used to.
Don't even. Okay.
No, of course not running. I told you everyone's scared. But I used to hate talking to the media. Now here I am. Supporting, come down here talking, doing some writing stuff now. So it's interesting how it comes full circle. You hate
it.
It
does. I mean, you saw Connor Shaw yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Connor Shaw. Jeff Garcia.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, from South Carolina.
Yeah, Jeff Garcia, not Connor Shaw.
Well, I thought Connor Shaw could have been here too.
Probably was.
But yeah, Jeff Garcia looking like Duck Dynasty.
Right. And Jesse Palmer working for ESPN.
That's right. Then Greg McElroy, former teammate of ours. So athletes. One common theme here: you don't see a lot of fullbacks talking. I was a fullback, so I'll take the flag for us dinosaurs Someone that are still roaming the earth.
Yeah.
How about Kiero Small last year at Arkansas? Do you remember how many? Y'all probably don't know this, but there was a stat that was kept as how many face masks he bent.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Because he would just pummel people. And he was Arkansas's fullback.
Number 35. Built like a fire hydrant.
Built like a fire hydrant.
I mean, he was
from
about
Baltimore.
Yeah, he was about 5'11".
Yes.
I don't know if he was 6 foot or not. Probably 250.
They probably listed him at 6 foot, but he probably was not.
Oh, yeah, he was a bowling ball.
Yeah, he's in the NFL now, but yeah.
Well, I hope he has a long career, because even if they go to Arkansas, I don't know if I can go for Auburn, but even if they go for Arkansas,
right.
I cheer for the fullbacks, trying to keep on the pride name.
Got to carry on. I mean, these kids growing up now already know what a fullback is when they get to high school and college.
Not with these spread offenses.
No. They don't want to make a cup of coffee. They don't want to run the fullback.
It's a fullback dive.
It's a rough day.
It's a dying breed.
Exactly. 38 past the hour, visiting with Trey Schaap out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Trey, Brett Bielema are going to take the stand today.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it the stand because sometimes you feel like you're being up there taking shots at. His rope is long enough there in Little Rock, correct? I mean, I know last year wasn't exactly what they wanted, but you can see where it might be tighter than other places only because the money that they're pumping into.
Well, and that's the thing. There are 13 million reasons why he's not on the hot seat right now. And that's,
right.
And that's
buyout.
Because the buyout. There's nothing that he can do this year, I guess, unless... Well, I say nothing, but we thought there was nothing Bobby Petrino could do wrong, but he did something. No, Brett Bielema's not on the hot seat. And if there's anybody in Arkansas that says, yeah, Brett Bielema is on the hot seat, well, then I don't know what – maybe they've been to Colorado and got something, or maybe Nick Marshall gave him something. I don't know, but it just – he needs time. And that's one thing that I've been trying to get over across to our listeners is you don't build – from nothing by just starting to put the roof on the house and the shingles. You've got to build a base. You've got to build a foundation. He's trying to do that with offensive and defensive lines. And I think last year after spring ball, he thought, okay, we're pretty fast. We're pretty good. But then he got into games in the SEC, and it's like, whoa, wait a second. We're not as
different
fast.
Breed.
We're not as good as I thought we were. And so when you're going up against your own team, it's one thing, but then when you see it firsthand in the league, it's totally different. So now he's changed his recruiting approach, and he's trying to get more speed on the defensive line, more speed on the offensive line, more speed at the skill positions as well. They do have talented running backs. I will say that the running backs should be the best part of Arkansas's offense this year when you've got Jonathan Williams, Alex Collins. And I'm going to tell you, Corliss Marshall is a guy from Osceola, Arkansas, that no one really wanted Brett Bielema got him, put him in a couple of games late last year. Unbelievable speed. You talk about Matt Jones fast, Corliss Marshall is rocket fast. He can really tote the mail and run with the football. And I think that Razorback fans are ready to see that because Jonathan Williams and Alex Collins really didn't have that breakout speed. They never really could break away from the defense and take one to the house. That, at least they didn't do it last year.
Well, as a former fullback, it probably comes as no surprise. I'm a huge Arkansas fan. Closet fan, don't wear Arkansas.
Can I quote you on that?
I do, because I like to see the ground game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed watching it when Brett Bielema was at Wisconsin, and I thought it was a great hire when Arkansas hired him, because you're bringing something different than everybody else is doing in the league. You're not competing for all the receivers. What I'm saying is you're bringing a niche it's going to make it easier to recruit, especially at a tough place like Arkansas.
Well, but the problem is, you're right, it's tough to recruit that, because down here in the South, you look at the 7-on-7s in the summer, and everybody's pass happy. We were talking, John Parker, off air about Adam Thrash. And, you know, he is from Pulaski Academy in Little Rock, where they're pass happy. Kelly is going to throw the ball around the yard as many times as he can, as fast as he can. Sometimes he'll even go to a hurry-up offense that is so fast that when the referee blows the whistle for the ball to be put in play, the center snapping the ball back to the quarterback. That's how fast he wants to play, kind of like a Gus Malzahn. But Brett Bielema brings a different style, and I don't think that Razorback fans are patient enough, or haven't been, because you had Bobby Petrino that was hurry up, let's spread you out, I've got 15 receivers and an awesome quarterback, but I'm not going to recruit many defensive guys. Defense wins championships in this league.
No doubt.
You can talk about offense, and yes, Auburn had
they've defied
had
the
offense.
Physics twice.
They
man.
Have.
I mean,
but
it's going to catch up.
Defense wins championships in this league, and Brett Bielema has to go from basically trying to, well, he doesn't have to go from trying to not wreck a program. He's got to build the program back up, because what he wants to do offensively is 180 degrees what Bobby Petrino wanted to do.
And that takes time. You can't do that overnight, and it takes more than 1 or 2 years.
It's not basketball.
It's not. You can't get these guys in. It's a complete overhaul of your offense, of everything. And it's good to see people giving them a chance, like Muschamp getting another year. You can't hire and fire coaches every other year and expect to be good. You can't do it. You got to have some stability in your program. He's got to get the guys that he wants, and you got to keep them there.
Because then you're not going to have a coach want to come and coach there.
Exactly.
If you're just turning over year after year after year, and maybe Jeff Long went about it wrong. Was John L. Smith the right thing to do there? Probably not. He might admit that now.
Yeah.
But what were you going to do? It was the middle of April.
That's all you had. It's the only thing you had.
Yeah. You're about to go into spring practice, and you've got a coach that you've got to let go. You're in the middle of spring practice, and you've got a coach you've got to let go. And then, okay, well, you've got to find someone to bring in. Some people said Philip Fulmer. I think Jeff Long was behind, you know, a rock and couldn't do anything. There was nothing that he could do right.
The other thing I like about the Brett Bielema hire is the fact that it's the antithesis of the spread.
Mm-hmm.
It's clock control. You know how you beat the spread? You keep their ass off the field.
Well, but
you run the football.
You've got to make first downs.
That's right.
Something that last year they were not able to do.
Yeah.
And Brandon Allen, we saw him in the game against Southern Miss when he dives into the end zone and hurts his shoulder, and then he misses the Rutgers game. And I thought last year that was a pivotal game, because Arkansas was up in that game. Martrell Spade had a chance to intercept their quarterback, and if he intercepts their quarterback, he walks into the end zone. He could have crawled into the end zone and scored a touchdown. Arkansas goes up easily 20-plus points, and they don't do it. Rutgers comes back, and I thought that's where the team started thinking, uh-oh, here we go, because they knew the gauntlet that they had to go through in the SEC that started with Texas A&M at home and Johnny Manziel and everything associated with him.
A game you should have won, by the way.
Well,
you get to, you run the ball all the way down the field, and then you throw it three times in the red zone.
Well,
how many times did that happen in
the
game?
I understand that, but then also the fact that Brandon Allen threw some interceptions in that game as well, because he set out the game against Rutgers. Some thought that his arm was better, but then Texas A&M, they ran the ball in the second half. I think they might have had like 7 passes in the second half altogether. They ran the football in the second half, and they kept it away from Arkansas. So I think that if Arkansas can do that this year, they might be able to pick up some wins, but they're playing 8 teams in the SEC this year. All eight teams went to a bowl game last year. Mm.
They have murderer's row for a schedule. Could be the hardest schedule in the country. It starts with Auburn down on the plains.
And the question there is, okay, is Marshall going to start?
What's happening? We're not going to know.
No, we're not. But I guarantee you, if Auburn were playing someone else and it wasn't a conference game, you would already know what suspension was going to be. You would already know whether or not he's sitting out the first half, the entire game, or he misses the first series.
What do you think he does?
You've got to suspend him at least for a half.
I think he's out of half.
Because if you don't, you send the wrong message to the rest of the team. Mr. Parker, you know. I mean, when you guys both know when you played. If the coach doesn't discipline the star player, then if you're not the star player, what are you thinking?
Right. Or if he doesn't discipline the star player and then the lesser player gets in trouble and he gets disciplined, then you go, okay, well, now you're an obvious teacher's pet.
Right. You're a teacher's pet, or we can't win without you.
And then that's when the locker room starts turning and it's a mutiny. And
it's a team game.
You can't have that.
Right.
You got to have some discipline up front and know if your top guy's going to do it, then the bottom guy's going to do it too.
And this is a guy that Gus Malzahn, giving him another chance. He got kicked out of Georgia.
Yep.
Goes to JUCO. Now he's at Auburn. I don't know. I think he has to miss some time. Not just because I'm from Arkansas and I cover the Razorbacks, but
that always helps, though.
Realistically, I mean, Steve Spurrier always said, hey, we love playing Georgia early in the season because we know that they're going to have probably three or four players suspended.
That's right. visiting with Trey Schaap from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Overtime on 103.7 The Buzz. Trey, before we get to break here, I mentioned the schedule's tough for Arkansas this year. Realistic expectations for the Hogs?
Realistic, I think 5 wins, and that means winning one in the SEC somewhere and doing all you can in the non-conference. You look at their non-conference schedule, they have to go to Texas Tech in week 3. That's not an easy trip to Lubbock.
Not at all.
It could be, I think that game's already been set for 2:30. I know it's nice and cool now. We've had this cold snap, but let me tell you, Lubbock in early September, I don't think it's going to be cool out there. And I mean, it could be brutal out there. It's a dry heat, but it still could be brutal. But they're non-conference. They play UAB. That should be a win. Nickel State should be a win.
Northern Illinois.
Back-to-back BCS. But they lose BCS their quarterback.
Games.
So they got them in Fayetteville. You don't know there. But looking at the SEC, I think their only shot for a win right now could be A&M in Cowboys Stadium, because you don't know what type of offense A&M is going to have because of the quarterback situation.
But you can bank that defense is going to be garbage.
Their defense will not be good.
And that's why I got Arkansas winning that game. I've been saying it for several weeks. I think they're going to give Auburn a run for the money.
Well, I'll tell you another tidbit here. Arkansas has never lost to A&M in Arlington.
Wow. So that makes me feel good. Remember that when it comes time to put money certain spots. You know.
y'all do real money here? We do lunches back home.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I always have to buy.
There you go. 48 past the hour. We got to get the break. But, Trey, appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Have a good one. Be safe getting back to Little Rock.
All right.
49 past the hour. We'll take a break here on the home of Alabama Sports. Tide 99.1.